I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Let us pause together as we prepare our hearts and minds to worship the Lord.
Folks, we can go home now. God is good. And all the time. And if you didn't enjoy that, you got a hole in your soul, as they say. We greet you this morning in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. It's He who invites us here. It's He who welcomes us into His house together. As we worship and celebrate Christ, we want to remind you of a couple of things. First of all, you may recall that our car wash for our youth, as they're raising money for their summer retreat and mission trip, was postponed due to the weather, and we have rescheduled that to the 23rd. So put that on your calendar, the 23rd. If you already purchased tickets, they're still good. You don't have to buy a new ticket. But if you have not bought a ticket, you can see David today before you leave. He has some tickets available for sale still. So again, like we said last time, make sure you take your truck or your car and drive it through the mud, get it really nasty, and bring it up there for the teenagers to wash. Also tonight, we have Boogity 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 Race Day. We have the RA Pinewood Derby tonight. We want to encourage you to come and be a part of that. Even if you don't have a car or a child in the game, it's just fun to watch. And we'll also have some guests from Peace Haven that will be racing their cars tonight as well. And then after that, immediately following the race, we'll have pizza together and fellowship. And then tonight, very important roundtable meeting. It should be about 5:45. I know there's not an exact time posted in the bulletin or on the salmon sheet, because it kind of depends on the race and how long that takes. But we're shooting for about 5:45, our normal time. And we do have some business to talk about tonight in our roundtable. You'll get a presentation from the vision and leadership team about some options. We talked about it the last roundtable, not just looking at an elevator, but looking at some other options. So there's some really interesting ones at different prices. Some are far, far cheaper than an elevator. So, and then we also have some pictures of those options for you to look at tonight and consider. And then there's some other business as well. So we hope that you'll come out for that as well tonight. As we worship today, we are celebrating the hope that we have in Christ. You'll hear that word in several of our scripture passages today. I want to encourage you to think about what brings you hope. Who has brought hope into your life this past week? And how are you a hope giver as you encounter people on your daily basis at work, in your neighborhood, and wherever you are throughout the day? And I think one of the things that gives me hope is seeing our children in the church, seeing them sing and their smiling faces. And that's not just a happenstance that they were here to sing. They've been working on that for a while, and there's quite a lot we do with our children on Sunday evenings through music programs and missions with RAs and GAs. And we want to pause to take a moment just to recognize our Sunday night children's ministry. So I'm going to turn it over to Gay to share a little bit about that.
Well, as you know, Mason just said that we meet on Sunday nights from 5:30 to 7 o'clock, and we have music time, and then we have RAs and mission friends. And I'll let Alex go first, and he's going to talk about the RAs and then the mission friends, and then I'll close up with the music portion of it.
Thank you, Kay. It has been another really good year in Royal Ambassadors. Mission projects that we have done this year include the Ugly Tie, and if you don't think there are mad scientists in our church, you give an RA a tie, acrylic paint, and magazines to cut pictures out of, and you'll see we do have mad scientists in this church. Ugly Tie Contest to raise funds for disaster relief and Carson and Laura Fushi's ministry in Japan. We participated in Operation Christmas Child Shoebox Ministry. We conducted the Super Bowl canned food drive for Allied Church's Soup Kitchen. And we are currently accepting gift cards for the Victory Junction Gang Camp Summer Program. And this mission project piggybacks with our Royal Ambassador Grand Prix Pinewood Car Race, which is tonight. We will be accepting those cards through next Sunday. Two RAs we want to recognize today. Luke Durham, come on down, Luke. And Wes Carroll. Wes is a fifth grader, will be leaving us for the youth. We're going to miss him. Luke is our old standby. He's always here. We've had another good year in Royal Ambassadors learning about missions, all the way from New Orleans to Indonesia. Thank you.
Good morning. Amy Harrison, I and Kim Smith have been working with our mission friends this year. They're a lovely little group. We have lots of fun with them, though. And they have been participating in projects and outreach to our shut-ins and things like that throughout the year. And so we would like to recognize them tonight, or today. It's not tonight yet. In the bag for them is a book and also a kaleidoscope, so they can see God's beautiful world through the colors of a kaleidoscope. So Amy's going to present, and I'll call the dear ones up. Langston Lindsay. And Adeline Sockwell. And Diamond Sockwell. We also have a tradition where we make a donation to the church library in honor of these three little special people and some other people who have come throughout the year. And so this year we're going to donate The Marvelous Mud House, which is a book about missions. And so the next time you go to the library, check it out. It's really a good story. So this is donated to the library in honor of those children. Thank you. Thank you for sharing them with us.
Now, in the music side of things, at Christmas time, we did a musical. And then you saw the little ones just sing. So it takes longer for us to do things because we have a lot to learn. So at our music folks were Wes Carroll. Wes, come on down, please, sir. And Amy's going to give you a little gift as you come. And then we have a certificate. Thank you, sir. And Wes will be graduating. He's moving on up. And then Luke Durham. And then Adeline Sockwell. And then Diamond Sockwell. And then Langston Lindsay. Scott Brenner was with us, and if y'all remember him, he was the cow, I think it was, that laid out on the platform here, if y'all remember that at Christmas time. And then also at Christmas, we had Emily Franks and Rachel Franks that were here with us. So, and now I would like to recognize our teachers that helped us all through the year. With RAs, we have Alex French. And this is just a little token from me for all their help. And then Scott Owens. Steven, excuse me, does. You can write down all your thoughts and stuff on there. Thank y'all for your help with RAs.
Steven's a big help in RAs.
Oh, I know. And then we have Amy and Paula. And then Kim. Thank y'all so much for supporting our children and bringing them here every Sunday. And we couldn't do it without you guys. I think it's David's turn.
What a great way to begin our worship service this morning. Now, as we turn to God's Word, our opening scripture reading comes from Romans chapter 15, reading just one verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. As we reflect on those words, we reflect on hope this day. May we go to the Lord in prayer this morning. In you alone we put our hope, God the Father, creator and sustainer, who gives all good things, seen and unseen. In you alone we put our hope, God the Son, Savior and Redeemer, who died for our sins and rose again. In you alone we put our hope, God the Spirit, Teacher and Comforter, who moves us to sing, Our God Reigns. In you alone we put our hope. We lift this prayer in the name of Jesus the Christ, who is hope, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now, if you're able, please stand and join in singing our hymn of praise, Cornerstone.
Lord, Lord of all. shall come with trumpet sound. Or may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless we stand before the throne. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, he is Lord, Lord of all. Christ alone, cornerstone, weak made strong in the Savior's love. Through the storm, he is Lord, Lord of all.
You may be seated.
Jesus tells us that we need to be rooted in love. boys and girls. Help us to have faith in you and to always trust you and have our faith grounded and rooted in your love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Our obituary hymn this morning is "To God Be the Glory." Let's stand and worship. Hymn number 4.
Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day. The calendar doesn't say it, but the summer season has begun. Please be with us and our families as we travel. We cheerfully give back a portion of what you have entrusted to us as we remember that your work continues at home, regardless of where we are. We ask this in your name. Amen.
We invite you to hear again the words of Scripture from Psalm 71, verses 1 through 14. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Rescue me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and cruel. For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth. Upon you I have leaned from my birth. It was you who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you. I have been like a portent to many, but you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all day long. Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Do not forsake me when my strength is spent. For my enemies speak concerning me, and those who watch for my life consult together. They say, pursue and seize that person whom God has forsaken, for there is no one to deliver. O God, do not be far from me. O my God, make haste to help me. Let my accusers be put to shame and consumed. Let those who seek to hurt me be covered with scorn and disgrace. But I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Would you pray with me? Oh God, we confess how desperately we need hope. How desperately we need to open our eyes and see you are our deliverer. You are the rock, the refuge, the one who has all power of heaven and earth and the universe at your hands, the one who holds our lives in your hands. And so we come to you, God, as the people in need. We have prayer lists with so many names on it today, so many people who are grieving and hurting and mourning, but there are so many more, oh God, who are not on that list, who are going through difficult times and struggles and their own pains and their own hurts and their own nightmares. And so, oh God, we pray for them, that for them you too would be the rock and the refuge and the ever-present hope. We claim the promise of your scripture, for our help is in the name of the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. Amen. Thank you.
you pray with me? Oh God, whatever you have for us, whatever it is you desire to show us and teach us, may we be willing students, ready to hear and to know, and by knowing, be transformed. In Christ's name, amen. I could hear the sound of the machines and the gunshots and the screams in the night, and I knew they were coming for me. It's with those words that my dear friend Sally began to tell me her story of survival. Sally is a strong, middle-aged woman from Sierra Leone who found her way to Germany as an asylum seeker, one seeking refuge from what was called at the time Operation Kill Every Living Thing, a project, government-sponsored project of genocide in Sierra Leone. There's no ambiguity about a government program called Operation Kill Every Living Thing. And so because of her ethnicity and her faith, she was a wanted person, along with many other refugees from Sierra Leone who were fleeing for their lives. And she can remember that night where she heard the soldiers so close, and she knew that life and death was but a knife edge of balance for her, and this could be her last moments. They were hustled and herded away to a truck where there were several 50-gallon metal drums there with little holes in the top, and they were told to climb in. And Sally looked at that and saw a death trap, and she said, "I am not going in there." But her friend who was with her said to her these words. She said, "Sally, you do not hold your life in your hands. God holds your life. Peace." And she found hope in those words and strength in those words. And so she climbed in the middle of the night into a small 50-gallon drum and heard the lid pressed tight on top of her and knew that for the first time in her life, she was truly and completely without power. She was in the Lord's hands. Through twists and turns and diplomacy and negotiations, she did eventually find her way into the heart of Germany in Wiesbaden, where I met her and became close friends with her and continue to stand in awe at her strength and her story. But it is a story that is only possible because someone spoke those words of hope to her. Someone took that moment, that fleeting moment, to simply say to her, "Sally, your life is not in your hands. You are in God's hands. Peace." We all need hope. And folks, I don't know what you're going through in your life this morning, but I promise you, there is hope for you and for your situation. We all have our struggles. We all have our 50-gallon drums that we have to climb into. We all have those armies that are pursuing us. For some, it's an army of bills that are stacking up, and we wonder how we're going to get it all paid or how we're going to pay that doctor's visit or that hospital visit that we had to take. Some of us, we just lost our job or lost someone that we loved. We find our bodies getting older and aches and pains, and we wring our hands and wonder what tomorrow will bring. We turn on the TV and we weep at what we see in our nation and in our world. We find oppression around every corner, but there is hope. There is still hope for you and for me and for this nation and for this world. The Psalm 23 is one that's often read at the funerals, but that's a bit of a misconception because in truth, this is a psalm about life and living. And in that psalm, we are told that we shall walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You don't have to build a house there. You don't have to pitch a tent. You don't even have to stay for the night. The Word says that we go through those moments. There is hope at the end, no matter what we're struggling with. Even in the darkest depths of full-blown clinical depression, the reality is that this will not last forever. There is hope. Now, that hope might not be the story we wanted to. It might not be the way out that we had prayed for. It may not be an easy answer, and it may hurt and be painful and be difficult. And the way ahead through the valley of the shadow of death might cost us more than we thought we were able to pay. But we still can go through. There is hope. Problem is not that there is a lack of hope in our nation and in our world today. The problem is we are so turned in on ourselves through grief and angst and anxiety and worry and hand-wringing that we cannot see the hope. We cannot hear it when it calls to us. And so we, like Sally, need someone to speak the words of hope into our ears. We've heard several scriptures this morning that have used that word hope. The one we turn to now does not explicitly use the word hope, but it is all about instilling hope in others. It is a prayer from Ephesians 3 that Paul prays for the people. He prays in order that they might find hope in the midst of their situation. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. And all God's people said, amen. What a complex but simple prayer. Powerful, yet subtle, and full of hope. Listen to some of these words that he says to us. He says he prays that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit. That the very Spirit, the God of the universe, might in fact be dwelling in you. And that if you had any power that you need or any power that you might have to require to get through the valley of the shadow of death, it's available to you by the Spirit. And that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. That Christ is in you, in your heart. That's that seat of the guts to go through any situation. As you are being rooted and grounded in love. I love this line where he says, I pray that you may have the power to comprehend, to understand. I pray that you would get this. Paul writes, I pray that this would make sense, that this gets through to you with the saints, that what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. I pray you would get something that you can't get, to understand something that is beyond understanding, that you would see something that is too big to see, and know something too wonderful to know. He said, you may be filled with all the fullness of God. People, if someone prayed that prayer over me, I would be on cloud 9 for a week. What a gift hope is. And Paul gives it so fully and so freely and models to us the power of hope. To preach this to a people who are going through oppression, who are overlooked and marginalized and pushed aside, and who at any moment the authorities of the empire could just take from them anything they want to take and push them and force them to do anything they want them to do, and could just kill them if they wanted to and get away with it. A people who were being looked down upon even by their own because of this new faith in Christ. Every which way they turned, there was opposition, there was threat, and there was danger, and then there is this prayer for hope. What a gift. Who gives you hope in your life today? Has anybody instilled or imparted hope in your life this past week? Think about how precious that was for you. Someone doesn't have to do anything big sometimes to give us hope, do they? Sometimes it's the little thing, a phone call on the right day, a kind word spoken when we are frustrated, a little bit of sympathy when things are difficult, crying with us, or just sitting there with us while we weep, not trying to give us all the answers, but just to be present is hope giving, isn't it? Just that word of encouragement when we're down. I have a dear friend that many of you met at the men's rally, George South, and I've known George for about a year now. He's a professional wrestler. He's a little rough around the edges, but he understands the power of encouragement. Not a week goes by that I don't get an email or a text from George just saying, I prayed for you today. You see the difference between praying for someone and then letting them know that you prayed for them? I have a friend that every time I call them, they have some word of encouragement. Some people, every time you see them, there's going to be a word of criticism or complaint or negativity. But there are other people that every time you see them, there's something positive, something good, something noble, something worthy. I think the Bible said something about think on these things. And it is encouraging. Those of you who are new to the church do not know Anne Azell. But those who are here for a long time know that not a year went by of your life that she didn't pick up the phone and do what? Sing happy birthday. And then apologize for her voice. She would call the church office every week to make sure she had all the birth dates. And even those of new members, people she did not even know. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver. Proverbs 25:11 tells us that the word spoken at the right way at the right time is precious. But sometimes we are called to see hope or to receive hope in much more costly ways. To get that call in the middle of the night from a friend who's just lost a loved one. Or to be willing to actually get ourselves up and go to the hospital and kneel at the bed and pray for the one who is dying or struggling. Sometimes to bring hope means that we have to reach a little in our bag of tricks and really go the extra mile to support someone, to help them through their hard time, or to even give sacrificially to the one who needs. To, as the Bible would say, give without interest. Not many of us have experienced hope in that way, perhaps, but there is hope like that out there in the world. And if Paul teaches us anything, it is that we are not to just be the recipients of the gift of hope, but to be also the givers of hope to those around us. To be willing to do whatever we can to instill that hope and the people who need it the most. Perhaps God is calling you to be that voice, like one, I am remembering even now, Sally's story, like that one voice in Sally's life that says to the person in need in your life is not in your hands. You are in the hands of God. Peace. Such words can turn a death trap into a way through the valley of the shadow of death. Let us pray. Almighty God, you are our hope everlasting. You're the power of our salvation. We pray that you would give us those voices in our lives who bring encouragement, who bring the assertion of hope and life, who bring to us love and joy. And we pray, God, that you would give us open eyes to see those moments where you have called us to be the givers of hope. So that in all of this, both in the giving and the receiving of hope, Lord, be glorified. Amen. We invite you to respond to God's word this morning as you have heard it. If you need prayer, I encourage you to come and pray at the altar, or you can come and seek me out or David in the back and pray. We invite you to sing this song as a prayer, Lord, be glorified. If you are able, please stand as we respond. Blessing as we go. May the one who has all power be with you in your hard times and in the soft times, in times of laughter, in times of tears, in all moments of shadow and all moments of life, to be with you, to give you hope, to give you peace, and to give you a way. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace.